County 10 Podcast brought to you by Elevate Rehab Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy at 4th and Main in Lander. Doctors Ryan Flatt and Stephen Elmer offer services that treat conditions affecting the entire body. They've got return to work training and FCE testing, plus the only two certified hand therapists in Lander, Michelle Mazur, Laura Varner. Elevate Rehab, follow them on Facebook or the website, or click their link in the show notes for more details. County 10 Podcast also brought to you by Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique. They've got all kinds of great Valentine's Day gift ideas and a sale right now on troll beads. You can check out all the details under their 10 guide listing at county10.com, or find Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique on Facebook or their website. And the County 10 Podcast brought to you by YDOT Wyoming Department of Transportation, working hard again this week to clear the roads out there for us. Go to yoroad.info or call 511 for weather conditions. Always buckle your seatbelt. Easiest way to save your life or prevent serious injury in a crash. Buckle up. Thanks to YDOT.
This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Friday, February 7th to you. Hey, congrats on making it to another Fremont County weekend. That's awesome. It's going to be a fun one. Lots of events coming up. That's what we're going to talk about on the show today as we welcome you into the Porter's 10Cast studio. We're here in the county10.com offices in Riverton, Wyoming. I think, and I make a lot of promises here, but I think that we'll have two episodes of the County 10 Podcast out for you today. It's all pending our reporter Amanda's schedule. She tries to join us once a week here on the podcast for a rundown of news items. And then there are some days where she gets whisked away to places like Jeffrey City or Du Bois for stories. So based on her schedule, we'll try our very best to get you a couple updates. Follow along on 10Cast's Facebook page or the 10Cast website at 10cast.county10.com for more updates there. Want to welcome into the Porter's 10Cast studio now a couple of guests talking about some weekend activities. Community ambassador and event organizer of this weekend's ice races at Boyson Lake, Casey Bailey, joins us along with the head coach of the girls soccer program at the Wyoming 307 Select girls soccer team, Jeremy Mejorado. Casey, Jeremy, thank you both for being here. Appreciate your time. How are you?
Doing great.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Let's start with this, and this is open-ended, so feel free to share as much as you want, but let's start with background information. I'll start with Casey, if that's all right. Are you from here? Where'd you grow up? All that good stuff.
I grew up here until I went to middle school, and then we moved up to Montana.
Okay.
Finished high school there, and then came back for college here in Riverton, and have been here ever since.
Cool. And what do you do now exactly? How should I introduce you?
Basically, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I do the bookwork for my husband's company, but mostly I just get to hang out with my kids and do all the fun stuff around town.
And you are very involved in the community, I'm told. I've heard from a whole bunch of the movers and shakers and city council folks that say you do a lot for the community. So I'm excited that you're here to talk about an event. But Jeremy, how about your background? Are you from here?
Yeah, Jeremy, born and raised here in Riverton, been here 35 years now. So drilling consultant at the time. And involved in our soccer community. That's what I'm here to talk about, is the 307 program that we're trying to raise some funds for.
Yeah, I'm excited to learn a little bit more about that. Has soccer always been something you've been passionate about? When did that come about?
It has. So at a young age, my father was my coach, coached my cousins, coached my brothers. So that was something I kind of took a lesson learned from him. My brother went on, he played some collegiate soccer. I didn't make it that far, but it's been a passion of mine ever since.
Awesome. Very good. I'm excited both of you are here, and we're talking about a couple of fun things coming up here, not only with the soccer program, but there are ice races, and I'm just going to throw it out there nice and easy for people that have never heard of this. What are the ice races exactly?
So the ice races used to be part of the Winter Carnival, and I don't know, probably 15 years ago, they stopped being around. There was nobody to run them. So my husband talked to me about maybe starting them up again because he wanted our kids to get to race like he did. Mm-hmm. So what we'll be doing is we'll have all sorts of events, all the way from teeny tots where they're racing their electric cars on the ice.
That's awesome.
Some people stud up those little electric car tires and let them go out and have a good time. And then we'll have peewee racers on dirt bikes and their quads. We'll have school age kids out there, and then all the way up to adults racing their long screw motorcycles around.
Cool.
Yeah.
And what do we need to know? When does it start? Where is it? All that good stuff.
So we'll be out at Fremont Bay. We'll start with our registration at 8 o'clock. Races should start somewhere between 9:30 and 10, depending on how long registration takes.
Cool.
The biggest thing that people need to know is, first off, they have to pay their fees to get into the park. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, just make sure you're out there being safe. We don't want our racers drinking. Yes. is the big thing. So those are the main things that we're concerned about.
Sure.
But we want everybody to go out and have a good time. There's a great spot for people to just view the races. There's kind of an overlook that they can sit and see the entire track. So really great for spectators too.
That's awesome. That's what I was going to mention too, is probably not just for participants, but for anybody that wants to come out and cheer on their favorite racers or just have a fun day of entertainment.
Exactly. Yes.
Cool. Is this just a one-time thing, or is it going to be a recurring thing? Or
we are going to try to do it every 2 weeks until the ice is bad.
Cool. So
hopefully every other Saturday.
I know you mentioned this briefly, but there was a long history of this before. It sounded like it was a really popular event, and people are excited that it's coming back around now.
Yes, they definitely have been excited about it being back.
That's very cool. Any other fun tips for spectators or for racers or anything else we need to know?
I don't think that there is.
All right, cool. Just come out and support. Yep. There is also going to be a fundraiser happening for the Wyoming 307 Select soccer team. What are you guys doing exactly, Jeremy?
Yep, so Casey had invited us to come out and sell concessions in conjunction with the Riverton Ice Hockey Association. So they didn't have anybody that could run the stand for us, so she's generous enough to ask our participants, the members from the County 10 community that are on this, to come out and sell concessions. So we'll have a little hunting tent set up, a little wall tent that I have. We'll be selling breakfast burritos in the morning, some pulled pork nachos and sandwiches in the afternoon, along with coffee, hot chocolate, sodas, chips, candy bars, hot dogs, things for that.
Yeah.
And then we also have a hole-in-one golf contest that we're going to be setting up out there. So we're looking like $3 per ball, 4 for 10. And then we've got a couple gift baskets donated to us, as far as if you make it in, you get entered in for a raffle to either win a gift basket or possible money prizes.
Awesome. Encourage everybody to go see the races and grab your snacks while you're there. Participate in the hole-in-one contest. And then all of the money that you raise goes back to travel funds?
Yep. The money that we raise, we will be splitting with our team. We've got 11 girls throughout the state on the team right now. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking to travel to Minneapolis, Minnesota, July 13th through the 18th. It's a big week-long tournament. Last year, over 1,200 teams were in attendance. 30 different countries were represented. So that's something that we're really looking forward to.
Sounds like an amazing experience that folks around Fremont County can get out and help some youngsters. We were talking, and county10.com readers may have seen this a few weeks ago too, but this team's been very successful and just had a real successful run at a tournament in Vegas.
Yeah, they have. So overall record right now is 19-2-1. They're on a 16-game winning streak right now, and that includes three separate tournaments. The one most recently down in Las Vegas, where they went 5-0, beat a couple teams out of Southern California, three Las Vegas teams. And previous to that, another great accomplishment is the girls that were on that roster are also part of the Wyoming ODP program. Mm-hmm. They went to Boise, played in the small state friendly, so they played Alaska, Montana, and Idaho, and again beat all three of those teams. So
wow.
It's a good team that we're in. We're really just trying to get them pushed to that next level, so hopefully make into this national and I guess a worldwide event where other countries come in.
Yeah,
something for the girls to experience.
That'd be really fun, and it would be fun to see, just out of curiosity's sake, how your team stacks up against some of those global competitors too. You mentioned some of the California and Nevada teams were ranked across the nation. Are you guys ranked at this point? It feels like you should be.
Yeah. At this point, we were ranked 162nd right now in the nation. So our goal has been this year to hopefully break the top 100 and really get some recognition as far as what Wyoming soccer can be. It's kind of been a hit and miss. As we all know, it's kind of hard to play soccer year round here, mm-hmm. but these girls are being able to do it right now.
Yeah, I was going to say any outdoor activity is tough like 11 months out of the year here.
Right.
I don't want to put you on the spot here real quick because I know you've got girls all across the state, but can you shout out the Fremont County players on your team?
Yep, definitely. So out of Lander, we have Blue Blackburn, and she's actually a transfer from Las Vegas. She had moved here, I think, about a year ago, and it just happened to be we were actually down there playing in a tournament, and they had seen a Wyoming team and said, hey, we're moving to Lander. Can we talk with you? So she's been a great fit for our team. I also coach the Riverton U12 girls, the same age group. So we've got four girls from Riverton that play on this team. My daughter, Celia Mejorado, and then Dakota Yarber, Maya Nosep, and Aspen Gordon.
Awesome. Finally, for you, anything else you need from the community? I know coming out to the ice races and supporting is a great thing financially, but how else can the community help you?
Yeah, no. So we've got a little paint and create party that we've set up. It's going on February 19th at the Spur. So tickets are being sold up there. We've got a GoFundMe page set up, just something simple to try to get us kicked off that people could go to and donate. And then, no, I mean, the community's been great. That's, we can't really ask any more than what they've already done. It's been a great experience so far.
Awesome. Very good. Casey, what do you need? Anything that the community can help with as far as ice races or anything else you got going on?
I think just showing up and participating if they can, or spectating, either one. Just come out and enjoy the day with us.
Cool. What's next for either of you? You got anything else that we should be plugging for summer or 2020?
Not the summer. We have Riverton Youth Soccer.
Yeah.
The registrations are open. They close the 15th. So anybody that's interested or has been thinking about maybe getting out and trying the competitive side of the soccer, we are in desperate need of numbers. We could get as many as we can have, really.
All right. Anything I missed?
I don't think so.
All right. Thanks. You both for being here. Appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Event organizer for the Boyson Ice Races, Casey Bailey, head soccer coach of the Wyoming 307 Select Girls Team, Jeremy Mejorado. My sincere thanks to both of them for coming in this morning. I appreciate that. We will link in the show notes. If you scroll down, you will be able to find all the details about the ice races and the fundraising efforts. We'll also put a link in there to follow more on the girls soccer program. Thanks to both of them for coming in. More fun events all across Fremont County, and we'll get to a few more events, but first let's thank a couple folks who make the County 10 podcast possible, like the good people at Rendezvous Dental. Dr. Crane, Dr. Sackett, accepting new patients now. They work hard to bring you the latest state-of-the-art techniques and technology. Set up an appointment for the entire family. Get those teeth white and shiny at Rendezvous Dental. And the County 10 podcast brought to you by the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino, just outside of Lander. 24-hour-a-day gaming. Dekigaihi restaurants open from 8 to 8. A lot of fun February events. Follow more on Facebook or on their website. That's the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino. Checking in on a few other events coming up this weekend across Fremont County from the 10 Guide. As always, find more details about all these events, other events, and submit your own events absolutely free by clicking the 10 Guide circle at the top of county10.com. Coming up on Saturday, Fremont County Ducks Unlimited hosting their annual dinner, Lander Community Center, starting at 4 o'clock. You may see the duck banners around town. That's for the big Duck Unlimited event. Our friends at the Riverton Library are doing an exhibit on exploring historic computers coming up on Saturday. That starts at 2 o'clock. Riverton Museums at 700 East Park Avenue. And don't forget Valentine's Night on the 14th. They're hosting a murder mystery. Murder at the Juice Joint is what it's called. You can find all the details and ticket info under the 10 Guide page at county10.com. And coming up Saturday, if you are a fat bike enthusiast, the annual Sinks Canyon Fat Bash is happening at the Lander Bike Mill. This event looks like it goes all day. It's listed from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. There's party potluck, fat bikes, and music. All the details, there's a link at the 10 Guide feature at county10.com. Again, don't forget, if you've got events coming up, you can submit your listings absolutely free at the 10 Guide feature. Or if you've got stuff you'd like us to mention on the podcast, email us 10cast@county10.com. Make sure to get out and enjoy the Boyson Ice Races this weekend if you're interested and can, and go stock up on concessions. Get some snacks, some hot drinks maybe, and try that hole-in-one golf tournament there to support the Wyoming 307 Select Girls. girls soccer team. My thanks to Casey Bailey and Jeremy Mejorado both for coming in. I appreciate their time. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you next time for more of the County 10 Podcast.
The County 10 Podcast is recorded in the 10Cast studio, powered by Porter's. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino, the Wyoming Department of Transportation, Elevate Rehab, and Rendezvous Dental. Follow 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter. For more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news, visit county10.com.